Leil HaSeder, we have two mitzvahs d'oraisa. Min HaTorah, there should be more, in the absence of a Korban Pesach. We have two mitzvahs d'oraisa, we have the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. But throughout Pesach, as you know, there's an Isser to eat chametz and an Isser to own chametz. An Isser to eat chametz, and that's an Isser Karis. Achilas chametz is an Isser Karis. And as you know, chametz is asr b'hanah throughout Pesach, and there's also a requirement in Isser to own chametz, the requirement to destroy the chametz. Pashas the mitzvah say of tashbisus arim v'techem, and in Isser lav, which we call bal yira bal yimatzeh. Bal beis lamed is a rabbinic Hebrew, it's mishnei Hebrew. That's what you use in place of the word al or lo. Lo yimatzeh, lo yireh. So we call that bal yira bal yimatzeh. The Isser to own chametz and the mitzvah to destroy the chametz, the mitzvah of tashbisu. The Maseches Pesachim was mentioned in the past. Maseches Pesachim Mishnayos go in chronological order. So the Mishnayos begin with Bedikas chametz, which takes place the night of Erev Pesach. We shown already start to wonder what's with Bedikas chametz. What's with Bedikas chametz? You don't have a mitzvah of bedik in any other case. I can't own chametz. If I know where I have chametz, I have to take the chametz and destroy it. But I have to start searching the whole house to look for the chametz. Where does that come from? The Tosfos Rei starts talking about that. The Ran, Yehuda Pesachim starts talking about that. The Ran makes a comment. The Ran makes a comment that the whole din of not owning chametz, which is something the Rishon begin to discuss. How over here you can't own the chametz. The Ran said the Isser against owning chametz is something that's unique. Normally there's no Isser d'oraisa against owning something which is treif. So the Ran writes, that's a siyag d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. There's a din d'oraisa which is a gzeirah to another d'oraisa. The Torah says you can't own chametz. You have to get rid of the chametz as a gzeira d'oraisa, because if you have the chametz around the house, you're likely to eat the chametz. Rishonim points out that concern is much greater by chametz v'pesach than by other machalos asuras, for the simple reason that chametz v'pesach is something which is much all year round and only asur temporarily. So we have religious Jews are habituated to not eating bacon. Religious Jews are habituated to not eating cheeseburgers. But religious Jews are not habituated to not eating bread, because bread is much all year long. All of a sudden comes Pesach, and the bread is aser. So there's much more of a concern of ending up eating chametz if you have it around the house, as opposed to ending up eating treifa meat if you have that around the house. That's why I'm allowed to own treifa meat, let's say, that I feed to my cat. There's no Isser D'oraisa or Bal Rabbi Matzeh, nor is there any Din D'Rabbanan. Whereas the Ran says, the Torah instituted a Gzeira D'oraisa, Siyag D'oraisa, you're not allowed to own chametz over the course of the Pesach, because there's much more of a concern that having chametz around will lead to eating it. So the Isser of owning it is a Siyag to Isser of eating it, and that's why the Ran says you also have added din and rabbanan, specifically the din of bedikas chametz. So that din of bedikas chametz starts the night of Pesach, and that the night of erev Pesach, excuse me, and that's a chiyuv. As you know, the Mishnah say wherever you have had chametz over the course of the year, if you were there in the certain, if you were there in the last month, if you had chametz in this area over the course of the year, even if you don't think that there's chametz there, you have a chiyuv de rabbanan. You have a chiyuv d'rabban to do a bedika, and the bedika has to be thorough, the bedika has to be real. The bedika does not have to include a candle, but it does have to include a light source. So until Thomas Edison, the candle was the best, most effective light source for doing the bedikas chametz, and the Gemara discusses this type of fire, that type of fire, which is better, which is worse. Now that we have flashlights, that's even better than any candle could be. You'll be, in terms of the concerns the Gemara has, of feeling safe enough to go and to look in the nooks and crannies, that you're not going to be hesitate because of the torch. If you hold a big torch in your hand, you're not going to be able to search properly. So the flashlight is even better, but that's a din d'rabbanan. It begins with Bedikas Chametz, but it leads us into the Bir Chametz, which takes place in the morning of. As you know, that's why you make the Bracha Al Bir Chametz at the beginning of the Bedika, and that begins the process that leads up to the Bir Chametz in the morning. Now, this, a couple of practical details, both in terms of the raw halacha and how we practice halacha. The Gemara says the Din Rabbanan is you're mechuyev to do a Bedikas Chametz at night, the last night before Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, Leil Yudal. This year it's next Thursday night. If a person is not going to be around, so then you're mechuyev to do the Bedika. If you're leaving the house several days before Pesach, so you're mechuyev to do, or let's say you're leaving your dorm room several days before Pesach, so you're mechuyev to do a Bedikas Chametz the last night that you're around. You get out your flashlight or candle, as the case may be. You get your light source and do Bedikas Chametz. But we only make a bracha if you do Bedikas Chametz Leil Yudalit. Now the question is, however, if someone else is taking over my house, the Gemara has a sugya near the beginning of the Maseches Pesachim, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalit, Dav Dalit. Let's say I'm renting my house out. Someone asked me just last night. He owns a second house, which he leases to another family. So who's chiyuv b'dikas chametz is it? Does he have to go into the house to do b'dikas chametz? The answer is, absolutely not. The Gemara says b'dikas chametz is a chovas hadar. It's a chiyuv of the one who lives there. So if I'm a landlord and I have tenants, so the chametz is, the b'dikas chametz is not my issue, the b'dikas chametz is their issue. Usually it comes up in a case where you actually have tenants for a month, tenants for a year, whatever it is. So it's their chiyuv b'dikas chametz. It could come with shorter term tenants also, with one added twist that you should know about. The Gemara says, let's say I have people renting the house for Pesach, or beginning their lease Pesach time, right around Pesach time. So what's the dividing line? At what point do you say the tenant got in early enough that b'dikas chametz is on the tenant? At what point do you say, no, the tenant came in so close to Pesach, it was already the landlord's chiyuv. The Gemara says you have to look at when were the keys handed over. When did the lease begin? Pashas of the Messias Mechteichas means that the lease began and the tenant has access as of when. So if the lease begins before the night of the 14th begins, before B'dikas Chametz night begins, so then if the tent's already in, it's already his access, it's already his place. So then it's his. If the tenancy only, if the rent only begins after Leil Yudalit starts, so then it's a landlord. So whoever has it when the night of Erev Pesach begins, whoever has it when the night of Bedikas Chametz begins, that's the one who has the chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz. That's why, and then we'll take questions, that's why a common practice when you're, if people are traveling for all of, be out of the house for the entire Pesach, let's say you're leaving next Wednesday and you're coming back Motzei Yom Tov. So you have two ways you can handle that. One way you can handle that is say, okay, we're leaving the whole Yom Tov. So we're leaving on Wednesday. So Tuesday night we'll do Bedikas Chametz without a bracha on the whole house. And we'll check, go through the entire house, find all the Chametz, and we'll do Bedikas Chametz in the house. And then when we get to wherever we're staying, Thursday night, wherever we're staying, we're going to do a participate in Bedikas Chametz in the new location. The other approach is to say, we're going to be out of the house the entire Yom Tov anyways. So instead of having to remove all the chametz from the house, which involves a certain degree of preparing the house, Rama writes, it's a good idea to sweep the house on Thursday afternoon. In the afternoon, you give an instant, it's a good idea to sweep the house to make the b'dikas chametz go quicker. If you're not going to clean the house at all for Pesach, then all of your Pesach cleaning is rolled into your Bedikas Chametz, that's going to be a very, very, very long Bedikas Chametz. So Rama says it would be a good idea to clean the house for Pesach, sweep your house third to the Yud Gimel Nisan in the afternoon, and that way the Bedikas Chametz will be more, you still have to check everywhere, but the Bedikas Chametz will be a little more efficient. Our Pesach cleaning tends to be a little more involved than sweeping the house the 13th of Nisan. That should fill us with Hakar Satov Tekadosh Baruch Hu, the Rezocha to live in houses that are our notion of a simple house is far more lavish than the Ramah's notion of a nice house. Because if you have very little furniture and you have very few rooms in your house, and there are very very little in the way of nooks and crannies and places there's no big upholstered couch behind which and under which in the cushions of which there could be stores of Cheerios that some enterprising 77-year-old stashed away. So if the house is small and simple and pretty open plan. Yes, you spend an hour sweeping your house, and you have, except for kosher in the kitchen, you have prepared your house for bezer. You look through a couple of, how much do you have in cabinets already, and you're done. Baruch Hashem, we live in larger spaces. Whether one lives in an apartment or a house, we probably live in larger spaces than most Jews did in the days of the Ramah. So Pesach cleaning takes a little bit longer than sweeping the house for a half hour on Yul Gimel Nisan. You probably, though, would agree that it's worth the trade-off. To be able to spend all year long in a larger, more comfortable house is probably worth the added time of cleaning for Pesach. But coming back, let's say if I'm going to be out of the house for all, say if I'm going to be in the house of Pesach, so I'm going to prepare the house for Pesach, then Leil Yudal, I'm going to do a B'dikas Chametz, and then we'll enjoy a Pesach in the home. If you're going to be out of the house for an entire Pesach, and especially if you're going to be out of the house before Leil Yudalid, so your other option is to rent the house to someone else. And that way, before, on Yud Gimel Nisan, to rent the house on Thursday afternoon, before B'dikas Chametz kicks in, then I have no B'dikas Chametz. The question is, well, who's interested? Why would I want to check your house? Why would I want to rent your house? The answer is, who you rented to? You rented to a non-Jew. You rent a non-Jew, you rent your entire house, sell the Chametz, rent the entire house to a non-Jew on Yud Gimel Nisan. That's what you may have heard of as the early Mechiras Chametz. So that works based on Sugi Mesiris Mavtechas. And if it's already rented out before Erev Pesach begins, before Leil Erev Pesach begins, then there's no Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz. Now that only works if I'm going to be somewhere else and I'm going to participate in B'dikas Chametz. I ought to be participating in the midst of B'dikas Chametz. If I'm moving out of my house on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday night I'm ready to be in some other location, we're going to the grandparents, for Yantiv, so Gavaldik. So then you'll be there Thursday night, you'll be a part of their, you'll participate in their B'dikas Chametz, and that is, that's the solution. Now this whole idea of Mechiras Chametz, let's talk about that for a couple minutes. This whole idea of Mechiras Chametz is a couple of centuries old. It's rooted, I mean it works, but the notion as an institution that people do that, it's a couple of centuries old, it's rooted in a much older din of Mechiras Behema Mevakeres. I have a good friend who owns goats, and he lives in the tri-state area, but he owns farmland in upstate New York, and he owns goats. So I pointed out to him a year ago that he asked him, Makai, and this didn't Rishon talk about, that he had goats that had young goats that had never given birth before, that were going to give birth for the first time. So if the goats give birth to a live, viable male first child, that baby goat is a Bechar and is Minat Torah, absolutely Kedushas Karban, it's Kedushas Aguf, Amizbech, it's a Bechar, Kachem Kalam, and the real Isidar Isod Me'ilah. It's a very serious problem. Now, the base image is beautiful. Bring the base image, just be Makav as a Karban, that's supposed to do. But the Rishon pointed out based on the Gemara, and nowadays we don't have the base image. So it's nothing but trouble. There's no mitzvah I can do with it. It's just a walking me'ilah problem. No, it's literally a walking me'ilah problem. So the recommendation is to, based on the first Mishnah in the first Perek B'charis, first Mishnah, second Perek B'charis, to sell part of the behema mevakeres, part of the mother, before it gives birth, to a non-Jew, to have a shutfus akam in the behema mevakeres, and that way when it gives birth, there won't be a din of bechor on the firstborn animal, should it be a male? Now that's a ha'arama. It's a legal fiction. I'm not really interested in having a long term. It's not like I'm going into a partnership with a non-Jew. And we're together going to pool our cash and buy a farm and buy hundreds of animals. I own this farm. I just want him to temporarily take ownership of the animal for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. It's a legal fiction. But a legal fiction, l'chora, is mutter if all it is to avoid violating Issa. To do that, it's kufas ha-bizban beis ha-mikdash, Right, we're going to do this legal fiction so that I don't have to do the mitzvah of Bechor. That's improper. But Bezman HaZeh, just to avoid Naveira, Pasha says Harama is fine to avoid Naveira. So that's what we do with Mechiras Chametz. If nowadays, and it became popular when Jews began to get into the liquor business. Not so much in liquor drinking, but into liquor selling. Because, again, that's larger, if you've studied early modern Jewish history, Jews are being squeezed out of many different professions. In many areas, one of the only things the Jews could do for a living, they couldn't farm, they couldn't do this, they couldn't do that, but they were allowed to own kreitzmers. Give me another 30 seconds, if you can spare. They were allowed to own inns, so Jews began to... Oh, you had a number of Jews who had very large stores of chametz. Before modern refrigeration, so your food didn't last. Most food didn't last that long. So how much chametz did you have already? If you have kegs and kegs and kegs of whiskey, that's tens of thousands of dollars. So they came with this idea of mechiras chametz. Now, mechiras chametz is a ha'arama to avoid an aveira as long as you don't sell everything. That's why it's important that the last chametz leaves your rishus. The aveira of owning chametz you avoid with mechiras chametz, but you can't do mechiras chametz to avoid the mitzvah of bir chametz. And so the last chametz leaves rishus should be physically destroyed, ideally burnt. Next time we'll pick up, there's a fascinating six different kinyanim that we use when we do mechiras chametz. Why one is not enough is a good question, which we'll pick up with the mitzvah next time.